Okay, thank you. And my third hat, and this is one I hope to wear for the rest of the conference, but we shall see. If all goes well, this is my learning advisor hat. And this is the point of the conference. Okay. And maybe it's appropriate to look at a definition of what we think of as advising in language learning to sort of set the scene. Okay. Now, I think, although I mentioned earlier, IATEFL is a teacher's association, there is a sort of an acknowledgement that the role of the teacher is changing and the focus is on sort of supporting lifelong learning and the ability to work autonomously. So the learning advisor's role is quite important, as Lucy will talk about in a minute. But this is a definition that was developed by myself and Luke Carson. And so advising in language learning involves the process and practice of helping students to direct their own paths so as to become more effective and more autonomous language learners. And if I were to put that in a sort of pictorial form, the focus is on the language learning process when you're talking about advising. And of course that incorporates language development and individual factors involved in learning too. But the main focus will be on the process. To talk more about the role of learner autonomy and advising a little more, it's my pleasure to welcome Lucy Cooker. I think many of you already know Lucy, but Lucy established our Self-Access Centre and advising program back in 2001, along with Mickey Cutting, who I just met today for the first time. And Lucy still works with us in the capacity of external consultant, and she's currently a teaching fellow at the University of Birmingham, and the co-editor of a forthcoming book with Phil Benson, The Applied Linguistic Individual, Social Cultural Approaches to Autonomy, Agency and Identity. Please join me in welcoming Lucy Cooker.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank the organisers of the conference for inviting me to speak today. I'm delighted to be here, and it's a real honour to be opening this conference. 10 years ago, as Joe has just explained, I was involved in setting up the Self-Access Learning Centre here at Kandy University. The same year, Marina Watson McPherson and her colleague, Roel Wismans, published the first, and until now the only book, on advising in language learning. So as Michael pointed out, it does seem fitting that we have this conference here on the 10th anniversary of these two events. When we set up the SALC back in 2001, the director of the